My name is Veruska Calabri, like I said earlier, and I'm working for the Wellcome Trust. And I'd like to say sorry about redoing the interview today, but we had a technical problem. So you're the first person who's been interviewed after having been on the plinth.
Yay! Lucky me!
Great. So you already know the kind of things you're interested in knowing, but I'll guide you through the process anyway. But for the recording, do you mind stating your name, surname, your age and where you come from?
Okay. My full name is quite a long one, so I thought I'd mention it all. It's Rebecca Georgina Cavallo Nava Crittenden. So it's quite a long one. I'm 26 years of age and I'm from Cheltenham.
So where do you get such a long name from?
Portugal. My mother is Portuguese and my father's English. And I was born in Portugal in Lisbon. And when they were looking for a name for me, they wanted one that was similar in both languages. So Rebecca was. But the Portuguese way of spelling it is one B and one C. And I'm yet to meet another Rebecca who's like it. But it's a bit frustrating because everyone always spells it wrong. But I suppose it's part of my charm, having one B and one C.
Okay, thank you for that. So how did you hear about the project?
I was actually working with an art director at my old job, and he mentioned it to me just in passing. And then my father always gives me the magazines that are in the broadsheets, like Stella magazine and The Observer, and it was in one of those. So I just went onto the website, signed up, and here I am. The art director who originally mentioned it to me signed up as well, and I saw him recently, and it was just so nice to kind of go, ha ha, I've got a place and you haven't. So that's how I found out.
So what actually happened when you found out you had a place?
I think I was at work, and I remember I'd only spoken to the art director about it, and he'd then left, so no one at work really understood my excitement. And then I rang my boyfriend and kind of told him, and he was a bit like, okay, typical boy response. And then I just accepted it straight away. And then I kept it quiet for a while and told a few of my friends. And some of the girls were very excited, who I left messages for up on the plinth. So yeah, it's been a really great experience.
Okay, so why did you decide to keep it quiet?
Just to start with, just because you guys hadn't made an announcement to the press, I don't think. So I just waited until I got the all clear and got some stuff through the post from you. And then I decided to shout out about it. But I only decided to put it up on Facebook like yesterday. And as soon as I did, so many people were like, what's the plinth? Are you really? When are you there? And it was really, really exciting. I almost wish I'd done it earlier, but it was nice to have that initial excitement of everybody being like, oh my God, you're going up there. And it's a real claim to fame, one out of 2,400. I'm really excited about it.
Okay, so what did you actually do on the plinth?
Well, I took a red balloon up with me. The red balloon is a sort of personal aspect to me about just worries and things that I have in my mind. And I just decided to talk about love. As corny as it may sound, I just think so many people forget that it's a one-free thing you can give to someone. It can change someone's life, it can change your life, and ultimately we all want to be part of a partnership, we all want to be loved. And I just want to get that message across. So after I did that, I then decided just to let a few people that I love know, a few messages to them. It was nice to tell my dad, for example, who's come down here with me, which is really special that he's done that, how much he inspires me and how much I, you know, believe in him. And I just really like that opportunity to kind of say in front of loads of people, you don't know who's watching, you know, this is me, this is my thoughts. So that's what I did. And then at the end I let the red balloon go to kind of signify, just for me personally, just letting things go. And it was nice to just see it float away.
Did you have any other ideas?
I did think about dressing up as Where's Wally, because I thought that was quite amusing, but I saw somebody else was going to do that, or may have already done that. Dressing up as a pigeon, but again, I saw someone else had done that. And then, I'm not a huge fan of Michael Jackson, but I just thought it was such a passing in a way that I thought, oh, I'll go up and do that. And then I realised, well, he's not British, and I don't really like him that much. And so I just decided I was going to be me, and do what I wanted to do. And that was what was quite unusual as well. When there was a few people kind of heckling, I took it quite personally because I was kind of like, well, this is me. And if you're kind of saying, get on with it, I was like, well, I'm just being me. So it was quite an unusual experience. But there were so many great people out there who were kind of took part in the hugging that I made everyone do. So, yeah, it was a really great experience.
Okay, of course, you've already been on the plinth, but before you were asked whether you had any fears or hopes or expectations, so if you'd like to talk about that and then tell us how it really was.
I was really scared I was going to be sick or faint or something. I don't know why. I've never done that before, and that sort of never fainted or been sick, but I was just worried that something like that would happen. And as soon as I got up there, I was just like, oh my God, you're on the plinth in Trafalgar Square. And it wasn't scary at all. It was just, I know everyone's going to say this, but the time went so quickly and I was so worried that I was just not going to have anything to say, or that I'd forget how to write because I was writing messages, or that I would just go blank, but I didn't. And that was what I was quite scared of. I hoped that people would be watching, and the important people would be watching, would send me messages, which they did, so that was fantastic. And it was lovely to see my boyfriend here and my dad here and see them waving, and that was just nice. So I think all my fears didn't happen and all my hopes came true, so it's been a great experience.
And how are you feeling after being on the plinth?
When I came down, I got the immediate like adrenaline rush. I was just shaking, I was like, oh my God. And now it just feels really surreal. Almost, if I'm going to have a few drinks in London now afterwards, if I tell someone in a bar, I almost imagine that they're not going to believe me, because I know that if I met someone and they were like, I've been on the plinth at Trafalgar Square, I'd be like, really? I just wouldn't believe them. But I don't know, I just want to shout out about it. I'm just really excited.
So who are you doing this for, do you think? Or who have you done it for, rather?
No one, just me. I just thought it'd be an interesting part, a project to be a part of. You're getting a slice of everybody across the United Kingdom. It doesn't matter what race, age, what your beliefs are, you've got a chance to say or do something that's important to you. And that's what I think's great about it, is you can stand there and do nothing if you don't want to. I saw a girl put her makeup on in the morning as if she wasn't ready, and I thought, you know, that's what she wants to do. And other people have, I saw a guy who was dressed up in like a toilet suit, or the person before me was dressed up for the RNLI, and that's great because that's important to her, and it's kind of showing your art for what's important to you. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks, you just get to do what you want to do, and everyone gets to watch.
So is there anything else you're taking away from this experience?
Just that I'm really lucky to be one of 2,400 people. I just can't believe it. I'm really, really excited. You guys have all been great, and I'm just excited about it all. I'm not going to stop talking about it, and I can't wait to always have grandchildren and take them here, or bring my children here and go, your mum stood up there. And it's just been amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity. Thank you.
That's fine, yeah. So just to move more on the personal level, what would you say was important to you right now in your life?
Family and friends, really. They're the most important people. They just mean the world to me. I know you can't choose your family, but the people I've got are great, and all my friends are really, really close. And I wrote messages to all the ones that asked me to. And it was sad because as soon as I started to come down, a few people texted me like, well, what about me? And I was kind of like, well, I only had an hour, and I don't know. I just wish I could do that all day long almost, but I'm sure people would get bored of me after a while.
So let's just unravel what you actually did on the plinth. How many messages did you send out and how?
I don't know. I wrote one to my dad, my boyfriend. I say fiancé, but I don't like the word, so I'm just going to keep calling him boyfriend. Some of my best girlfriends, some people that I work with, some of my boyfriend's friends. So I don't know. I don't really know how many. Quite a few, but it was nice. It was good. Wish I could have done it for longer. The time passed so quickly.
And would you do it again?
Definitely. I definitely would do it again. But now I've done it, once, I don't think I would be so nervous the next time round. So I think I'd be more confident to just try something really crazy. Like I did a little dance up there and I actually thought, this doesn't feel too bad. Whereas one of my original ideas was to, if I was in a morning slot, I thought about getting people or a lunchtime slot to do a keep fit routine because I like to keep fit and do exercise. And I just thought, oh, that'd be great. But now I've been up there, I almost want to go up again and say, right, I am going to do a keep fit routine. So I don't know if I can apply again, but I might.
I don't know about that. Oh. So. And what is it you do?
I work at a design and advertising agency. I'm an account manager there.
And how would you define yourself?
In words, just friendly, outgoing, lovable, just part of the team. I just really want, I hate the thought of people being unhappy and not feeling that they've got friends. So I just want to be everybody's friend and make everybody smile, as corny as that sounds, and be really positive. My friends always laugh when something gets them down. I just always give them three positives. So, you know, if you've just been dumped by your boyfriend, well, your hair looks great. Tomorrow's Wednesday, it's halfway through the week, so it's nearly the weekend, and the sun's shining. And I always just try and think of things like that and be positive about life, because there's so many other people who are less fortunate.
Okay, so anything else you'd like to add about your experience that of standing on the plinth today?
Just I absolutely loved it. I'm so glad that I'm the first person to be interviewed afterwards. That's really special. And just thanks for letting me be a part of it.
That's great, thank you.
Thank you.